For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's no terrorism suspected in the theft of a commuter plane from a Seattle airport on Friday. No passengers were aboard. The airline mechanic who took it told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy. The Air National Guard scrambled fighter jets, and the stolen plane crashed a short time later on a small island in Puget Sound. More from KIRO-TV reporter Gary Horcher.
They believe this de Havilland Dash 8 was an empty plane, completely out of service, parked in the cargo hold area. They say that it was completely wide open. There's not a lot of security there only because the people who have security clearance are the only people who have access to that area.
The plane belonged to Horizon Airlines, which is owned by Alaska Air. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Monsanto has lost in a court case. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
Dwayne Lee Johnson, a former school groundskeeper, took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro did not provide sufficient warning about the adverse health effects of using the weed killer. Friday, the 37-year-old, who suffered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, learned he took down the giant. A jury in San Francisco awarded Mr. Johnson over $250 million.
I'm glad to be here to help, but this situation with a cause is way bigger than me.
Monsanto is facing thousands of similar lawsuits. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Mendocino wildfire burning north of San Francisco, the largest fire in California history, is 60% contained now. But the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes and has grown to nearly 30 square miles. Firefighters have made some progress, but gusty winds are coming and could fan the flames. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Route. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump is firing back at the latest NFL player protests during the national anthem. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem. He added, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay. The NFL and the Players Association still negotiate a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department confirms that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken to the Russian foreign minister on the recently imposed economic sanctions on Moscow and on Syria. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo spoke at length to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I spoke to Mike Tran at the U.S. State Department, who read the release attributable to spokesperson Heather Nauer.
Secretary Pompeo reiterated that the United States seeks an improved relationship with Russia and agreed to future dialogue. The secretary discussed with Minister Lavrov recent sanctions imposed on Russia pursuant to the Chemical and Biological Weapons and Warfare Elimination Act of 1991, and the secretary discussed the ongoing challenges in Syria.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.